In addition to these considerable personal expenses, there will of course be a need for large amounts of money to persuade and influence the many politicians and government officials who, after all, have financial obligations of their own. Most of these dedicated public servants are underpaid and must find ways of supplementing their income without taking time off from work. Your money, funneled through the rich and powerful, can go a long way toward solving their financial problems, and you will have the satisfaction of knowing you have helped advance the selfless agenda the rich and powerful have laid out in their effort to improve our country. Can we count on you? Will you help? Will you give yourself the opportunity to say you helped the rich and powerful when they really needed it? Do it now. Do it for yourself, and do it for your children. Sit down and write out a check for a substantial amount, even more than you can afford. Make it payable to the Fund for the Rich and Powerful. You'll take satisfaction knowing you've done your part. And you'll be secure in the knowledge that whenever you have a problem, the rich and powerful will always be there to help. Sincerely, Esterbrook Winslow, Somewhere Offshore. P.S. Your canceled check is your receipt. Bob calling. Bob dials a number. Hello?
Hi, is this Don?
Yeah.
Hi, Don, this is Bob.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi. Well, I guess I'll let you go now. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bob dials again. Hello?
Hi, is this Carl?
Yes.
This is Bob.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi. Well, you're probably a busy guy. I'll let you go. Bye.
Bye. Bob dials again. Hello?
Hello, Tom?
Yes. Who's this?
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What's going on?
Not much. How about you?
Same old, same old.
Great. Well, I gotta go. I got a bunch of calls to make.
Okay. Bye. Bob opens his phone book and makes a list of more people he wants to bond with. His phone rings.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bob?
Yes.
This is Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, that's the reason I'm calling.
Oh?
Yes, I'm doing fine. So I thought I'd let you know that and maybe save you a call.
Well, that's mighty thoughtful of you. Thanks.
That's okay. Well, that's it. I guess we'll talk tomorrow.
You got a deal. Bye.
Bye. Bob scratches Steve's name from his list of calls and reaches for the receiver. So much still to do. Remember, kids, Mr. Policeman is your friend. Always cooperate with him. Mr. Policeman wants to help you, so you must help Mr. Policeman. Don't forget, if you refuse to cooperate, Mr. Policeman will beat you to death, especially if you're not white.
I'm not a person who thinks he can have it all, but I certainly feel that with a bit of effort and guile, I should be able to have more than my share. You know, it would be fun to have a set of twins and name them Dumbo and Goofy, and then just sit back and see how their personalities develop. I bet they'd really enjoy going to school.
I'd like to point out that during the 20th century, white, God-fearing, predominantly Christian Europe produced Lenin, Stalin, Franco, Hitler, and Mussolini.
Next time you're in an elevator, blow your nose real loud into your bare hands and then ask someone if they have a Kleenex. Or blow your nose into a Kleenex, open it up and stare at the stuff and say, "Wow, look at this! It's all green and yellow!" Then show it to the other people. I guarantee you won't pass many floors before you have the elevator all to yourself.
I've never seen a homeless guy with a bottle of Gatorade. One great thing about getting old is that you can get out of all kinds of social obligations simply by saying you're too tired. You know who you have to admire? A Catholic hitman who blesses himself just before he strangles someone. I've noticed that a Jew will sometimes use a little paperclip to hold on his yarmulke. Shouldn't that be God's responsibility? I mean, you did your part, you put the thing on. Shouldn't it be God's job to keep it there? Or why don't Jews just wear larger yarmulkes that grip the head better? Maybe with an elastic strap that could go under the chin.
By the way, I know a hip-hop Jew who wears his yarmulke backwards.